This program was paid for by Water of Life Church. From Water of Life Ministries in Plano, Texas, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is speaking through his servants to the world. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying today. Let us join Doyle Davidson and others of Water of Life, sowing the Word of God in spirit and in truth.
Hello, I'm Doyle Davidson, servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas. Sent by God to your house to declare unto you the foundation of the beginning words of Jesus Christ. We have been talking about repentance from dead works and repent, believe the gospel, and foundation faith. And we're moving on with foundation faith. We have had several corrections by the Spirit of God. I taught these in the 1980s, the last time, and here we are. And God is really putting this thing together. I'm sure I was very instrumental in arranging scripture the last time in the 80s, God says, I didn't like the way you did it, and that's good by me. So he's making some real corrections. We just got through speaking on Mark 16, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, actually two broadcasts on 1 Corinthians 2. And they fit well with repent and believe the gospel. So that's where we're moving them over there. You keep up, you'll finally see what God is doing. If you understood, see, I don't have any say in this. I just obey the Spirit of God. So we've talked about repentance, the gospel, repent and believe the gospel. Now, faith toward God. And we've done one program on the beginning of faith. And then we read Hebrews 11. And then we went on to the second tape that I did in the 80s. Understand, all this outline came from there. And tonight we're moving on. With where are we going to start? Hebrews 11:1. Amen. Talking now about the principles of the doctrine of Christ, Hebrews 6:1. And Hebrews 11:1. I think I can probably quote that. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Is that right?
That's right.
I didn't need your help reading on that one. Now, faith is a substance. Faith is confidence. Every time you are moving in faith, you will be confident. And your confidence is in your heart, not your head. Just remember, confidence is always your faith. I just went through a situation where I fell into temptation. And James chapter 1 says, count it joy, brethren, when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing the trying of your faith worketh patience. And I forgot what else that says. But anyway, it says, as you come out, you want nothing. Thank God. Well, the reason I was so confident in what I was doing, and the reason I fell into the temptation, is I had been on television for 25 years and had television broadcasts that cost over $40,000 a week, over $2 million a year. So what I did was no big deal. I had faith for it. The only problem with the thing was I ran into some spirits, and I had not handled previously, and they did beat me up, the covetous spirits. They covet things, and they want to keep their money. And I ran into them, and it was kind of fun, really, after I got through it. Thank God. Well, needless to say, it was over $107,000 in a very short time, and paid it all. No big deal. God paid it. I didn't. No one knew that I even needed it. But that's behind me, and we're moving on. I didn't know we'd put this here, but we have. Now, faith is a substance. It's a confidence of things hoped for. Hope is not this kind of hope, not head hope. Hope is of the heart, and we'll get to that later. But faith is a substance of things hoped for. And whatever you're believing for, there will be hope and there'll be faith. Or there'll be faith and there'll be hope. And that hope is always there. You know that you're walking in faith, and it's amazing. Even if you fall into a temptation and you're in faith, guess what? You'll have hope and you'll have faith and you'll get out. You won't have to retreat. I just proved that to everybody. Now, faith is a substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. Faith is evident. It produces evidence. It puts evidence before you. Evidence of things that you have not seen. It's an amazing thing about faith. If we look in Romans chapter 4, verse 17, I might let you read that one. I could probably quote it, but sometimes I invert two words. Go ahead.
17, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. Before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were.
This is Abraham, Paul writing about him. And notice how faith works. It calls those things are not as though they were. As not as though they were. You don't have it. You can't see it. But your faith knows it. You know it in your heart. Your head may be messed up, but it can't stay messed up for long. You'll get that straightened out. So, God calls, faith calls, things that are not as though they were. That fourth chapter of Romans, I'd like to teach, but that's not at this moment, okay? So, let's move on. Now, where do we go next?
1 Corinthians 1:26.
Oh, yeah, 1 Corinthians 1. Let's read that. This here is strange, really. This is a strange, these are strange scriptures. And find yourself in them. Because every man will find themselves within them or without them, outside them. Could we read them?
I'm going to read 26 through 29.
Right.
For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And base things of the world and things which are despised has God chosen. Yea, and things which are not to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence.
Not many wise after the flesh. Not many mighty after the flesh. Not many noble after the flesh are called. But God takes the weak. He takes the weak and he strengthens them. Read that.
But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise.
Oh, yeah, foolish things. Faith is foolishness to wise. My head could not. Could not fathom faith. If I couldn't figure it out within my mind, my intellect, I thought this is nuts. But right down here in the heart is where it works. I feel sorry for you people that the only place you can work it out is between your ears. That's what God told me once. He didn't say, he felt sorry for me. He said, unless you can, what did he say, work it out between your ears, you cannot believe it. I said, oh, that's right. I thought he was being complimentary. Yeah, sure he was. Amen. God. So, the foolish things.
Not many wise men after the flesh. Not many mighty.
Well, I got that.
Not many noble. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world.
Foolish things of the world, right?
Right.
To do what?
To confound the wise.
Foolishness, foolish things just confounds your mind. Well, that can't be. How can that be? Why can't I see that? Because you're wise in your own eyes. You won't humble yourself and say, God calls things that are not as though they were. And faith is of the heart. We'll be getting to that shortly. All right, then what's next? The weak things?
Chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty.
Right. The weak things. Guess what? That's us. The weak things to confound things that are mighty. You see, God can take one person and teach them the gospel and walk by faith, and they can take a whole nation and bring it to its knees. One happened with Joseph. Look at Joseph. Pharaoh could not make one decision in his kingdom without Joseph's approval. He taught Pharaoh's senators wisdom, and what's really meaningful is he directed that entire kingdom, from prison. Guess what? President Obama cannot do one thing, not one thing in America. He cannot do one thing unless God speaks it out of my mouth. I bet he loves that. And I didn't go to Harvard. I went to University of Missouri. Amen. And it was all done. Where do we go next? Weak things confound the wise.
Right. And base things of the world and things which are despised.
The base, the lowest things of the world and things that are despised. Isn't that incredible? The base. God, he can take anything and do something with it. What's next?
Yea, and things which are not to bring to naught things that are.
That's the one I like. God takes things that are not, N-O-T, to bring to naught things that are. Look at this. Look at this group of people that God has assembled with me. I've been doing this 40 years. And my faith now has been imparted to a lot of people. And grace, well, there's not a lot of us. But one to me is a bunch. I can remember when there wasn't anyone but me. And my household thought I'd lost my mind. I had. To bring to naught things, pardon me, things that are not, N-O-T, to bring to naught things that are. Look what God is doing. I mean, he is making Obama administration to backward, just keep going backwards. All that they thought they accomplished in 2 years, they didn't get accomplished at all. God is reversing all of it. As our faith, this group of people that's with me, as our faith grows and our authority is already there and our love is perfected, America is rolling backwards. And so we can go forward. This nation was given to my ancestors and yours for us to preach the gospel, not the law of Moses, not Buddhism, not, thank God, not Catholicism, not Muslim religion, not Hinduism, not Baptist religion. nor any other kind, Methodist. No, but it was given to our ancestors to preach this gospel to the world. Matthew 24:14 says this gospel will be preached to all the world, and the end will be here. You know, it's been 2,000 years since people got the gospel. Did you know that? Oh, there are men of faith. There are men of faith. Noah was a man of faith, but he didn't have the gospel. Abraham was a man of faith. God preached the gospel to him. He got a revelation of it. And it says in Romans 4 that they that are faith walk in the faithful steps, and walk in the steps of faithful Abraham. Walk in the gospel. Isn't that amazing? What else do we mean? We got them to naught.
Let's see. Things are not to bring to naught the things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence.
Oh, there's a purpose for all of it. He's going to take things that are not to bring to naught things that are. Why? Because no flesh is going to glory in the presence of God. I don't care how intelligent you are, how talented you are, how much education you have, how high your IQ is, or how low. It doesn't make any difference. God will take that which is not, not to bring to naught things that are. Why? That the flesh, no flesh, no flesh, no English flesh, no Scottish flesh, no German flesh, no Jewish flesh, no Italian flesh, nothing, no flesh. Do you think God doesn't know what he's doing? Did you know Jesus created all of us, created all these things? Now he said, and I'm going to show them they can't do a thing without me. Without me, you can do nothing. Are we out of 1 Corinthians?
We're out of 1 Corinthians. We're going to Proverbs
28:1. Oh, we don't have to go there.
Okay.
Proverbs 28:1 says, that, wait a minute. The wicked, yeah. Fleeth. You better go to it. The wicked fleeth when no one pursueth. But the righteous, bold as lions. I got it.
You got it.
I'm having too much fun, really. Watching God roll Obama and his Harvard bunch back. Glory be to God.
You know, when you say that, it is in my spirit. God wouldn't let Gideon's army be big.
That's for sure.
He would not let it.
He put 30,000 cowards on the hill.
Right.
30,000 Baptists. Well, there's a church here in Plano. I don't know how many thousand they got, but they can't do anything except teach kids to eat McDonald's or something. I don't know what they do. Go on. Where are we going?
We're going to Romans 10:17.
Oh, yeah. Faith coming by hearing? Hearing by the Word of God. Is that right?
That's right.
That's where faith comes from.
10:17?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, go ahead and read it. See if I'm getting
get
it right.
Step. 10:17, so faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Now that so really causes you to back up and say, so faith cometh. What is so speaking of? Previous verses. Right. Is that where we're going?
No, but we can.
No, we'll get there in a minute. So where are we going?
10:8.
Well, that's in that prior to 10:17, ma'am?
Previous page, yes.
Oh. It's fun to have her read for me. All of you know that have followed me for the last couple of years, there's been such affliction against my soul that my eyesight was greatly dimmed, and still is, but at one point for 3 to 6 months, I mean, I've walked very carefully, right?
Right.
Kathy would hold my hand and say, it's level. And I'd say, are you sure? One day, she had to hold my hand and said, let's go across here. And we walked across some grass and dropped off a curb that was a foot down. I thought she's trying to get rid of me. She dropped me into a pit.
I said, what, oops?
Right. I said, thanks a lot. You won't ever take me through a barricade again. All right. But anyway, I'm improving greatly because I'm overcoming all the witchcraft of the world that would like to blind me. But it didn't make it, and it couldn't. You can read about what's happened to me in Galatians 4 and Galatians 6, where the Apostle Paul had the same afflictions. You can read about the Psalms about Jesus. We don't have time to go there now. So are we Romans 10:8?
Right.
Okay. Now, Kathy asked me the question, where does faith come from? Well, it's a spirit. And where does it get with the gospel? Well, here's what's interesting. The word people, all you word people, the Haganites, Copelandites, and all the rest of you, that talk about faith, you can't see. You cannot see what Romans 10:8, 9, and 10 says. Do you want to read 8?
8, but what saith it? The word is not thee?
Let's read 6.
Okay. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise. Say not in thine heart, who has ascended into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above. Or who shall descend into the deep, that is to bring Christ again from the dead, but what saith it? The word is nigh thee.
Hold it, right. The righteousness which is of faith speaketh this way. All right? Now, what does it say? The word is nigh thee, right?
Right.
Even in thy mouth and in thy heart. Or is it in the heart and in the mouth?
Nope, you had it right.
Had it right. Okay. Even in thy mouth and in thy heart. Is that it?
Right.
That is what?
The word of faith.
The word of faith.
Which we preach.
Just a minute. That is the word of faith. In the mouth and in the heart. Which we preach. The word of faith. We preach. Then, verse 9. I believe it's next, right?
Right.
Verse 9 tells us what the word of faith is. The word of faith, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that he raised him from the dead, we shall be saved. Is that right?
Right.
Did you know when God appeared to Abraham, he preached the gospel to the man. And he showed him all the, well, he preached the gospel, showed all this land. He said, so shall thy seed be. That was the gospel. So shall thy seed be. Look what happened. All over the world. Faith. The word of faith. The gospel. Same. Romans 10. And Genesis, what is it, 17? Incredible. Word of faith. Word of faith. Which is the gospel. That's where faith came from. With the gospel. Amen. Now, came from God, pardon me. All right. That if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe that he was raised from the dead, we shall be saved. But with the mouth, man, with the mouth, no. With the heart, you're going to have to read it. I'm getting it backwards.
If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, shall believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, we shall be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
Right. And where is faith? In the heart. What does that say? Heart.
For with the heart man believeth
unto righteousness.
Right.
Righteousness is a faith. It's in the heart. Righteousness is a spirit. Righteousness is the gospel. The gospel, the righteousness comes from the gospel. The gospel is a word of faith. The word of faith that we preach in the heart, we believe with our heart. And then we what? Confess with our mouth. Confess with our mouth, right?
Right.
And what happens?
Salvation.
Under salvation. Amen. Now, if I could see this, it'd be a lot easier to teach. But I'm doing what God wants me to, and I thank Him for the infirmity. Not always easy to thank God. Do you know that? Especially when you're someone that is attentive to the Word of God. Now, if we turn to Matthew 12:34, I expect that's where we go next.
That's where we go next.
See, I'm beginning to get a hold of these verses. Matthew 12:34 says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Is that right? I think I left off a couple words.
12:34. A generation of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh.
Right. When your heart is full of faith, it'll speak faith. It'll speak faith every time. Out of the abundance of that heart, the mouth will speak. Out of the abundance of righteousness that's in that heart will the mouth speak. Out of the abundance of faith that's in that heart will the mouth speak. Out of the abundance of the gospel that's in that heart will the mouth speak. Because the word is nigh thee, even in your mouth and in your heart. It is the word of faith that we preach. If we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe He was raised from the dead, we shall be saved. How much time we got left?
We have about 5 minutes.
Oh, we still got to stumble around up here. Look, God is ministering faith to you, and a whole lot of it. Believe, there is a group of people that call Romans 10, 8, 9, and 10 the plan of salvation. But you know what? They don't even know what salvation is. They think it's a one-time experience. Salvation is anything you will ever need in your entire life, walking with God. Even if you fall into diverse temptation, that faith, obeying God, believing the Spirit, will bring you through. Thank God. It'll bring you through every single time. 40 years I've been doing this. I will acknowledge that 40 years ago, I could not have conceived that I'd be here today doing what I'm doing, taking on the entire world with my faith and a group of people that are with me. Taking it on, turning back governments, subduing kingdoms. This gospel must be preached. It hasn't. I could have never fathomed that I'd be doing this, getting stronger, not weaker. You know it, right?
Right.
Getting stronger in spirit, hot in spirit, daily. Oh, you say your voice sounds terrible. Think I don't hear it? But you know what does this to my voice? Your devils. You read Hebrews chapter 12. It talks about looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. And it says, the man resisted sin unto blood. And I have not done that. And you have not done that. Not at all. But God is faithful. Let me tell you, I will boldly tell you, and not ashamed to say it, nor pray, I will finish my course. God will see to it at that. And I'll finish it in strength. Thank God. Boldly coming to the throne of grace, that I might obtain mercy, find help in the time of need. That's pretty cool, isn't it? Are we, do we need to be quiet?
No, you got a couple minutes.
Couple of minutes. Let's worship God. What do you say? It's a good time to quit. This is not near as clear as I like it, but it's the best I can do at the moment. Let's worship God with Terry Bynes' previous recording of worship in this church. Amen. What are blind boys?
We are able to go up and take country, to possess land, to join to the sea. Oh, the giants take them away today. Our God has given us a victory. We are able to go up and take country, to possess land, to join to the sea. Oh, the giants take them away today. Our God has given us a victory. We are able to go up and take country. And then my soul. millions, and I stood there all alone. His face was like the sun, his eyes were like the sea, his voice was like the thunder. He was
Christmas. See you tomorrow night. Thank you.
We invite you to visit Water of Life Church at 1621 18th Street in Plano, Texas. Or for further information, call area code 972-578-8082. That's 972-578-8082. Or write Doyle Davidson, Post Office Box 861327, Plano, Texas 75086. That's Doyle Davidson, Post Office Box 861327, Plano, Texas 75086. This program was paid for by Water of Life Church.